I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Iran and Israel's open conflict simmered down after the Tuesday ceasefire, but the narratives haven't. Joe Willie with Sat7 believes if we see people as being made in the image of God, we will see them with God's compassion and mercy. Many Iranians are believers in Christ, like one little girl named Serena, who asked for prayer from Sat7's Persian Channel team. Pray into these regional tensions. Ask God that the gospel would reach hearts and change not only countries, but also our world. Then, following the government crackdown on churches in China, Bibles for China continues to operate both legally and openly in the country. Kurt Rovenstein explains that as certain ministries become more challenging, they're widening their work to include Chinese seekers and believers in the diaspora. So please pray for wisdom for the church in China and for international ministries as they adapt to these new regulations. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Ruth Kramer.